I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. It is not just about money. It is about money, but not only about money. You must invest in yourself. You can't give anything if you don't have anything.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when it's success you've expected has yet to occur. On top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that allows you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. It makes you go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, I'm going to give you an inside peek, a behind-the-scenes look into the conversation that I'm going to have with my children. I don't even have children. But I'm going to tell you the advice that I'm going to give to my kids. I'm going to share it with you here today. So everything that I'm telling you here today, everything I've ever told you on this podcast is something that I would tell to my own children. But this today, I'm going to give you specifics. That's the conversation that I'm having. There's four things I'm going to share with you here today. This is the specific conversation that I'm having with my son and my daughter, or some combination of sons and daughters. These are the things I'm going to tell them. These are the most important skills that, another way of looking at this, these are the most important skills that I would advise young people to have today. And whatever age you are, if you consider yourself young, that's what I'm talking about. And if you're not young, listen, you still need to listen to this and decide if you agree with it. And maybe if there's some things that you would add to it, or maybe it's perfect, you can share it with some young people that you know, and you can let them get the same enrichment that you're getting and listen to this. Maybe you could just take it and go tell somebody and act like you made it up. Just credit me the first time you do it. The most important skills for young people today, the young people, whatever age you are, again, if you consider yourself young, you're the future, right? The next generation or whatever is going on, the next podcaster, the next YouTuber, the next book author, the next athlete, whatever it happens to be, whoever it is out there right now, whether you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, the next wave is going to come from somewhere amongst your ranks. And over the years, I'm going to need some books to read. The books that are already out there now, somebody else got to come out and write a good book. I'm going to need some shows to watch. I'm going to need some videos to pay attention to, some ideas to ponder. I'm going to need some podcasts to listen to, and I expect you to supply that. I expect you to bring that to the table. Yes, you that I'm talking to right now. So here's how you prep yourself for that job, because I'm going to want some enrichment myself. I like to consume at certain level. I like to produce a lot more than I like to consume. But when I'm consuming, I want to hear something that's going to challenge my mind, make me think, entertain me, give me something to watch, something that I would share with other people, something that I could say, damn, I'm glad that this is out and I'm glad that I know about it. These are the points, the pieces of advice that I would give to you if you're going to fill that role. Number one, please invest in yourself. Number one piece of advice I would give to my children is invest in yourself. We know what the five forms of investment are, do we not? Do you know the five forms of investment? The five forms of investment is covered in episode number 609 of the Work On Your Game podcast. If you can't listen to that where you are, go to DreAllDay.com/609. Five forms of investment: time, money, attention, energy, focus. It is not just about money. It is about money, but not only about money. You must invest in yourself. You can't give anything anything if you don't have anything. And if you don't make an investment, you won't have anything. You can't have skill if you are not invested some time into working on that skill, right? And to put time into something, you got to have energy. You cannot build a business if you don't put any blood, sweat, and tears into building that business. You're probably going to have to spend some money to get some knowledge. Maybe you got to get some business licensing. Maybe you got to buy some product. Maybe you got to buy some raw material. You got to pay attention to what you're doing. You got to focus on the right things when you're building that business. Anything that you have that is worth something, you have made the five forms of investment: time, money, attention, focus, energy. Therefore, if you're going to be a person who is worth something, if you're going to create some work that is worth something, you're going to record a podcast that is worth listening to, you better make some investments in yourself. Otherwise, you're going to run out of things to talk about. You're not going to have anything to give if you don't have anything. You got to have something in order to give it. All right, so if I'm going to be enriched 20, 30, 50 years from now and listen to somebody else's stuff or read somebody's stuff or watch somebody's stuff and say, damn, this is pretty good, I'm glad this person put this stuff out there, that person, hopefully that's you, will have to make some investments in themselves. You can't give if you don't have. And you can't just get anything if you're not giving to begin with. So if you're thinking right now, well, I do want to invest in myself, but I got to get some money first. No, you don't. What you need to do is give first. Give some of your energy. Give some of your time. Give some of your attention. Maybe you can get money in exchange for that. Maybe you can just make yourself so valuable that people will be coming to you offering their money just because you're offering so much value in exchange. You're offering so much value without even thinking about getting that people are going to want to give to you anyway. So you're going to end up getting without even trying. But you must make the investment in yourself. Number one piece of advice. Number two, this is the advice that I would give to my children. That's today's topic. You must develop direct communication skills. The skills of making direct communication, having direct communication with another person, i.e. be able to hold a one-to-one conversation in person with another human being. That's what I mean when I say direct communication skills. So that means communication is outside of sending text messages, outside of a DM, outside of a comment, outside of email or any other passive form of communication. I'm talking direct communication, which means either on the phone or in person, or we could say a video call. FaceTiming is direct communication as well. Mostly talking about in person, where you could actually physically touch the other person. And who knows, maybe in the years you'll be able to physically touch somebody without physically being in the same spot as them. But for now, based on the limitations that we have now in 2018, summer 2018, direct communication skills. Can you stand in front of another person and have a one-on-one conversation, a meaningful conversation? The reason why one-to-one conversation matters so much, a couple reasons. Number one is because fewer and fewer people are doing it, because now we have all these passive ways of communicating with each other. And number two, you learn a lot in communication, not from the words that people say, but from everything other than their words. The look in their eye, what they're actually paying attention to when they're looking, their body language, just the energy that you can feel coming off another person. All of those get completely lost and filtered out when you're texting with someone, or when you're reading somebody's tweets, or you're DMing or emailing with another person. You can't feel any of their energy. You can't feel their tone of voice. You can't feel their volume. You can't feel the energy in their voice. You can't really see what type of energy they're projecting while they're having this conversation. They could be a completely different person than what you think. If you ever just went back and forth emailing a person but you never actually met them, then you met them, and actually, let me phrase this as a question: have you ever going back and forth emailing or texting or DMing with a person, you had a certain vision in your mind of what this person was like, and then you met them in person and they were nothing like what your mind had envisioned? Ever happened to you? I'm sure it has. And here's why. Because most of communication, and the numbers have varied depending on who you ask, anywhere from 85 to 99% of people's communication is nonverbal communication, meaning everything other than what they're actually speaking, the actual words that they're saying, how they're saying it, the body language around it. This is why you got to have direct communication skills. If you're not used to having direct conversations with people, you lose 85 to 90% of what they're communicating. That's not good, right? You don't want to miss out on 90%. You wouldn't miss out on 90% of your money, would you? You wouldn't just give up 90% of your time. Well, don't give up 90% of the communication that other people are making by losing your ability to have direct communication with other people. Very important. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want, I know it is, you need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Number 3, and today's topic is the advice that I'll give to my children. You must develop your own point of view. The world we have now, one of the great things about our interconnected world is that you can pretty much get a solid read on damn near anyone's point of view, anyone's opinion, how anyone feels about anything almost instantly in our world here today. And that's a great thing, but at the same time, listen, I don't want to hear you saying the same thing that everybody else is already saying, even if you agree with it. Even if you agree with what everybody else is always saying, why do you agree? Is that also the same as what everybody else is saying? At that point, I start to think maybe you don't even have an independent point of view. You're just going off what the crowd is doing. No offense, but listen, I'm just telling you what it is. I'm telling you what I see. You must develop your own point of view. Even if you agree with what other people are saying, what is your point of view on why you agree? How did you come to this point of view? Where did you get it from? What parts do you not agree with when it comes to the people? Talk about something other than what everybody else is talking about. If you happen to have the exact same point of view as everybody else, listen, we don't need any more voices in that choir. Find a new angle. Find a new reason. Find a new point of view. Have a different opinion. Take in some different information. Maybe the fact or the truth is different from somebody's side of the story. Actually, it almost always is. Every story that happens, they say there's two sides to the story and then there's one truth. There's one fact of what actually happened. You must develop your own point of view. See what is happening. Get as much information as you can. Get as close to the source of the information as possible. I've done a whole episode on that point right there. Listen, I don't want to hear the same stuff that everybody else is already saying. I don't want to hear the same reasons and the same justifications as what everybody else is giving. Is that all you have for your point of view? Is just a mimicry of what everybody else is saying? And why are you even here? You're taking up space. Develop your own point of view at all times. Listen to other people. Be respectful of other people's opinion. Take in what other people are sharing and what other people are saying. But get as close to the source of news or information as you possibly can so that you're getting as unfiltered a report as possible. And then develop your own point of view, which is based not on just what you saw and what you know, but also your own personal experiences and your own personality as a person. Point number 4. Today's topic is the advice that I would give to my children. You must create more than you consume. We talked about this a couple days ago. We're talking about people being great. People who are great are creators. They are not mere consumers. They are creators, and they create a lot more than they consume. My advice to my children, to my son, to my daughter, my sons, my daughters, create more than you consume. This is the only way you can make things better than you left them, is if you're bringing more to the table than you are taking off of the table. If you eat more food than you are bringing in food, the cumulative effect is that we're going to have less in aggregate because of your presence. That's not a good thing. In basketball, they have this measure called plus minus, and plus minus can be a very noisy statistic because there's a lot of things that go into the plus minus, but these sports analytics guys are trying every single day to give as crisp and clear a picture as possible of a player's contribution. Plus minus in basketball is very simple, people. When player X is on the floor, let's say LeBron James is on the floor, did his team win those minutes or lose those minutes when it comes to points? Let's say in the 30 minutes that LeBron James plays in the game, his team, just in those minutes alone, were down 50-30. That means LeBron James' total for that game will be a minus 20. His plus minus is a minus 20 because in the minutes that he played, his team was outscored 50-30. Now, let's say that was flipped. He played 30 minutes, but his team outscored the other team 50-30. LeBron's plus minus for that game becomes plus 20. Now they have adjusted plus minus, which factors in the skill level and abilities of all the other players on the floor at the exact same time, which goes into a much deeper analytical discussion that I am unqualified to explain to you here today. You can listen to a statistics podcast if you really want to know about that. The point is, you must bring more to the table than you are taking off the table. That's the only way you make things better. If your team is losing every minute that you happen to be on the court, you probably won't be on the court much longer. If you eat more than you bring in food, eventually there's not going to be any food left to eat, even for you. See, the cumulative effect of your presence should make things better. That's the point that I want to drive home here in point number four. Again, today's topic is the advice that I would give to my children. Create more than you consume. Bring more than you take away. If you're doing these things, you'll be a great individual, son, daughter. Let's recap today's topic, the advice I would give to my children. Number one, invest in yourself. You cannot give if you don't have anything to give. Number two, develop direct communication skills. The ability to hold a one-to-one, face-to-face, eye-to-eye conversation with another person. Seems simple, but it is becoming more and more of a lost art. Number three, develop your own point of view. I do not want to hear anyone saying the same things that everybody else said for the same reasons and the same justifications. You got to have your own point of view. Do not follow the crowd. Do not follow the group thing. Do not just do what everybody else is doing and say what everybody else is saying because it is popular. Usually what is popular is often wrong, often late, often inaccurate, and often offers us nothing of substance. Number four, create more than you consume. Only way to make things better than you left them is if you bring more to the table than you are taking off of the table. If you work at a job, you should be delivering more in your work to that job. Your production at work should equate to more than what you're actually receiving in pay. If you are a coach or a consultant or a personal trainer, this is already baked into your work. If you're not delivering more than what that person paid for, you're not going to have many clients for long. You're not going to have anybody calling you back. You're not going to get any positive reviews or testimonials or referrals from anyone if you're not giving more than what you're taking in payment. Bob Berg and John David Mann, in one of my favorite books, The Go-Giver, this is one of their principles. Always give more than what you take in payment. No matter what it is you're selling, no matter how much it costs, you should always be giving more in value than you are receiving back in resources. If you're not doing that, you're making the world worse. You're making the situation worse. You're making yourself worse, and you definitely won't get any repeat business. I don't think that's the situation you want. So this is the advice that I would give to my kids. Hopefully you can give it to yours. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com.
People like you
ask. Who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.